You've heard our open themes with listeners talking about their vocations.
Missouri dairy farmers, love issues, etc.
And what they're doing while listening to issues, etc.
This is Mark from Michigan, and I am a lawnmower listener. We love issues, etc.
We're looking for more of these elements to include in our open themes. Tell us about your vocation, hobby, or what you do while listening to Issues Etc. Call the Issues Etc. comment line 24/7 at 618-223-8382. If you make a mistake, just start over. 618-223-8382. Thanks for listening, and thanks for contributing to Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
David showed exactly what the people said to him. And at the end of the trial, Planned Parenthood, and it was very quiet, you didn't see this reported in the media, Planned Parenthood agreed that the words on the video were the actual words of the Planned Parenthood personnel. They agreed with that statement. You remember in public they've been saying, oh, deceptively edited. When it came push came to shove in court where you need evidence, they meekly conceded that, yes, we said all those words.
That's Peter Breen of the Thomas More Society and senior counsel representing David Dalyden in a recent civil suit brought by Planned Parenthood against David Dalyden and the Centers for Medical Progress. He's explaining there why David Dalyden was not sued for defamation. In order to sue for defamation, you have to show that the person was lying about you. Well, David Dalyden wasn't lying about Planned Parenthood or the vendors who were trafficking with Planned Parenthood in the sale and procurement of baby body parts from aborted fetuses. But it's also a reason why David Dalyden can turn around and sue Planned Parenthood for defamation. He was telling the truth. Joining us to talk about David Dalyden's lawsuit against a former Planned Parenthood doctor for defamation, Madeline Osborne. She's staff editor at The Federalist and producer of The Federalist Radio Hour. She's author of a recent column titled Pro-Life Activist David Dalyden Goes on the Offense, Sues Planned Parenthood Doctor. Madeline, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Why is David Dalyden suing the former Planned Parenthood doctor, Savita Gindi?
So technically, he's suing her for defamation, basically after the undercover videos that him and his colleagues at the Center for Medical Progress released. She was in the videos and she came out denying that the videos were accurate, saying that they were false, that they were doctored, that they were fabricated, basically fake news, lying about the videos. And so now that we've had a lot of witness testimonies in the past couple of months throughout a couple of different cases, he's suing her for defamation. Now that there's definitive proof that the videos are not doctored.
What did those videos catch Gindi saying about the practices of Planned Parenthood with respect to the trafficking in fetal body parts?
So David is, in this video, he's presenting himself as a potential buyer of fetal tissue. And so he starts asking her about prices and how they price, quote, items, aka baby organs. So she says, her quote is, I think a per item thing works a little better just because we can see how much we get out of it. So she's talking about if they price things per organ or if they just sell whole babies. And then she also talks about how the delivery of babies intact as opposed to crushing them up before they abort them. And so she says, if someone delivers before we are able to see them for a procedure, then they're intact.
And just for the record, what has the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals already said about the veracity of Dalyden's undercover videos?
So I think it was last year, there was another case unrelated to Dalyden's videos directly. I think it was in Texas, and the case was Texas taxpayers were wanting to say that their taxpayer money wouldn't go to funding Planned Parenthood clinics. And so that case went all the way up to the Fifth Circuit, and the Court of Appeals ended up ruling that the taxpayer money would not fund Planned Parenthood clinics, and the evidence in that case was Delighton's videos. And so they said, you know, these videos are legitimate, they are verified, and this is the evidence we're relying on for why we're not going to be funding Planned Parenthood clinics anymore.
How has Planned Parenthood's testimony in that very recent civil case that they brought against Delighton strengthened Delighton's case against Gendy?
So we had a lot of witnesses coming, a lot of abortion doctors, a lot of Planned Parenthood executives, a lot of Stem Express, the procurement company executives, all testifying the last couple of months. And so they've all basically confirmed what the video showed. They've confirmed how they harvest intact babies and with whole heads attached. And they've confirmed what we already know, but they also confirmed one Planned Parenthood official on the witness stand said, quote, "The words used by Planned Parenthood's personnel and the Center for Medical Progress investigators in the videos recorded by Delighton and by Sandra Merritt were spoken by those persons." So they confirmed the people that were speaking in these videos said what you heard, basically.
You say that in a TED talk given after she left Planned Parenthood, Dr. Gendy claimed to be pro-life and pro-choice at the same time. How in the world does she explain that?
So I just went back and watched that TED talk again, and she literally just says, I think she's using it as a rhetorical tactic, right, to appear to her audience, to get her audience to view her as sympathetic. And she says, "I'm a multifaceted human." And she says, her quote, I just wrote it down, was, quote, "Because of her experiences, I consider myself pro-choice, pro-life, pro-family." And then goes on to say she supports the Second Amendment, and then goes on to say that she does these kind of like mental rhetorical gymnastics, saying like, women, I believe that women and those most important to them, or that they deem most important in their life, need the autonomy to make personal and private decisions. So she's like going through this really long twisted way to say she's pro-choice.
Why does Delighton himself now believe that he should have been proactive and sued for defamation much earlier? In fact, first, before Planned Parenthood got a bite at the apple.
Yeah, that was something interesting. I talked to Delighton back September during these preliminary hearings, and I asked him, is there anything, like, do you regret doing this? Like, do you regret doing this investigation? And of course he said no, and I asked him if there was anything that he would do differently, because I guess my thought was, you know, is there a way that you could have had a rock-solid legal way to record, because that's what he's getting sued for, is the undercover recording. And he said he just wished that he had just sued Planned Parenthood right out of the gate, right first, because as soon as he released the videos, and of course that welcomed the onslaught of lawsuits against him. So I think that he was just thinking through, like, if I had all this evidence and I could have just sued, I don't think he was wanting to sue for defamation earlier, but he was wanting to sue. If he could have just sued Planned Parenthood for their illegal activity, then he probably could have avoided some of the legal, maybe not completely avoided, it would have just come later on down the road, of his undercover recordings.
It is still widely believed by supporters of Planned Parenthood, because they've continued to repeat this, that Delighton's undercover videos were doctored or that they were deceptively edited. How can this disinformation be corrected?
You know, I mean, we've had court rulings say it's not deceptively edited. He's released a lot of the unedited footage himself. So beyond that, I mean, if you're already a supporter of Planned Parenthood, I don't know if there's anything that the videos can do to change your mind. I mean, that's the other thing about whenever the talking point first came out that these were, quote, deceptively edited. It's like, don't people know that all videos are edited, right? Like, the edited is not like a naughty word in any kind of journalism. Like, anything you watch on the news is edited. And so if you're going to just like adopt that as your talking point, I don't think there's anything that you can do to change about people's minds who already want to believe that's true.
Are there other potential cases of defamation available to Delighton? I'm thinking about Cecile Richards was all over the place after those videos were released. talking about how they were deceptively edited. They were not true. They were dubbed and doctored.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point. Cecile Richards, I can't think of anyone else specific right now, but I think that this Dr. Savita Gindi, I think she's the one that came out with her own like definitive defenses, right? She has an entire TED Talk. She has an entire memoir all dedicated to slandering Biden's videos, to say, like in this TED Talk, is about fake news. It's about how deceptive they are. And so, I mean, that's really easy evidence for Biden to use against her. So I don't know, besides like other news interviews that Cecile Richards may have given, I don't know if there are any other Planned Parenthood doctors that have come out as hard against Biden as this one. So I don't know. We'll see. It definitely is a good tactic, especially if, as we've been seeing, like the legal lawsuits are going to keep coming his way.
Finally, there were preliminary hearings in another criminal case brought against Biden in September by Kamala Harris. What is the current status of that case?
Sure. So that actually is breaking news that just happened moments before you called me on Friday. So this preliminary hearings for a criminal case happened in September. So that was the first really big trial that we had abortion doctors and Planned Parenthood doctors on the stand to hear from. And the point of that preliminary hearing was to determine if there was probable cause, if there was enough evidence to take this Kamala Harris's case against Biden to a criminal trial. So the judge ruled on that today. He dropped, there were 15 felony charges total, and he dropped 6 of those, saying there was not enough evidence for 6 of them, but the other 9 will be going to a criminal trial. We don't have the date of that yet, because like I said, it just broke, but and I don't really know what that shows, other than that like Kamala Harris's case wasn't completely foolproof, and it wasn't strong enough to go to take all 15 counts of eavesdropping and illegal wiretapping.
Madeline Osborne is staff editor at The Federalist and producer of The Federalist Radio Hour. She's author of a recent column titled Pro-Life Activist David Biden Goes on the Offensive, Sues Planned Parenthood Doctor. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click the Talk on Demand archives. Madeline, thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to talk about a National Public Radio story about the testing of an abortion reversal drug. The story itself, Dr. Donna Harrison says, is crazy spin. We'll find out what she means by that after this. Are you concerned that nativity scenes aren't being displayed in public places? Why not display one at your church or your home? The Outdoor Nativity Store produces durable, affordable, and American-made outdoor nativities for Christians around the world. To view a variety of nativity sets, visit OutdoorNativityStore.com. These nativities will hold up under the harshest weather conditions, snow, ice, and wind. The Outdoor Nativity Store, OutdoorNativityStore.com.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR20. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Solid. Serious. Substantive. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Do you know any military veterans in your church or community? Do you have a passion to support and reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Then Operation Barnabas is for you. Called by Christ's love, Operation Barnabas engages, empowers, and equips LCMS faith communities to provide hope, healing, and support to military-connected persons living in their community. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces.